Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden traveled to Atlanta today in support of the two Democratic candidates in tomorrow's Georgia Senate runoffs. Biden speaking at a drive-in rally there, saying it's a pivotal moment for both the state and the nation.
This is it. This is it. It's a new year. And tomorrow can be a new day for Atlanta, for Georgia, and for America.
Biden urging Democrats to turn out on behalf of John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in an election that will determine which party controls the Senate. Biden also blasted President Donald Trump, who's campaigning for GOP candidates there. Audio has surfaced of a phone call Trump made over the weekend to Georgia's elections chief, urging him to find 11,789 votes and overturn the results of the state's election. Trump, without evidence, continues to maintain there was fraud in November's election. The U.S. has now shipped 17 million coronavirus vaccine doses, but the vast majority of the doses have not yet been used. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports Operation Warp Speed officials say the pace will accelerate in coming days.
In addition to the holidays and snowstorms, the complicated logistics help explain a slow start. There are about 70,000 providers involved in the vaccinations, from doctor's offices and retail pharmacies and hospitals. Jason Schwartz, a public health expert at Yale University, says the question is whether the existing delivery system will be sufficient,
or whether or not there's really a need to make mass vaccination clinics, purpose-built programs, facilities, distribution sites.
Schwartz points to New Jersey, where there's a plan for vaccination mega sites across the state. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
England will close schools and colleges to most students as it heads into its strictest lockdown since March. NPR's Frank Langford has more from London.
The government has told people in England to stay at home. Exceptions include shopping for food, medicine, exercise, and work that can't be done from home. The UK has recorded more than 50,000 new cases a day for the past week. Prime Minister Boris Johnson attributed the surge to the new, much more infectious variant of the virus. He said he hoped new vaccines would help curb the spread.
The weeks ahead will be the hardest yet, but I really do believe that we're entering the last phase of the struggle, because with every jab that goes into our arms, we are tilting the odds against COVID and in favor of the British people.
Earlier, Scotland told people to stay at home and joined Wales in closing classrooms for most students. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
The Commerce Department reporting today strength in home building helped offset weaknesses other parts of the construction industry faltered, pushing spending up 0.9%. The November rise followed an even bigger gain the previous month. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 382 points. This is NPR. The annual nationwide men's college basketball tournament, known as March Madness, will be bottled up in one state this year. The NCAA announcing today plans to hold the entire three-week tournament in Indiana, with most games in Indianapolis due to the coronavirus pandemic. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Normally, the men's tournament spreads its 67-game event across 13 sites around the country. This March, everyone will be in Indiana in a protective bubble similar to what the NBA, WNBA, and other pro leagues have done. All 68 teams will stay in Indianapolis on dedicated hotel floors separated from the public. There will be secure transportation to and from games and coronavirus testing for players, coaches, and administrators. No word yet about the frequency of testing. Trying to play 68 teams in a controlled environment is a huge logistical challenge, but those involved say it's preferable to canceling the wildly popular and lucrative event for a second straight year. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
A group of engineers at search engine company Google has voted to form a union, the rare toehold for organized labor in a company that has largely sought to prevent that from happening. About 225 employees at Google and parent company Alphabet forming the Alphabet Workers Union and becoming dues-paying members. Still, the group is only a fraction of Alphabet's total workforce and far short of the threshold needed to get formal recognition as a collective bargaining group. Crude oil futures prices move lower today. Oil ended the session down 90 cents a barrel to settle at $47.62 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.